Suicide FM, l'émission pour rester en vie.
This is the pain I feel every morning when I wake up.
I'm wondering, is that, you know, poetry?
I'm walking down the garden path of my favorite secret garden, gorgeously arrayed and enchanted by the green blooming rain, the longing heavens bowing to this subtle, dazzling paint. Draped in ruffian black velvet, I'm the perfect villain to my saint. With my good faithful eye and my well-humored cheek, searching with flair, pretending to be Angelique, I spy the bright blue flourishing squills of the pretty timid daffodils. My cheerful blood is melting, my hunting spirit is shaking. What a divine tempting surprise when I was trying to be so wise. Oh, little pretty daffodil, I want to pick you, I want to own you, I want to taste your colors, I want to fulfill your secret yearnings and satisfy your fiery cravings. I want to soak and swell and sway this fleeting beauty, oh, ever, ever so dainty. Suddenly I feel envy, suddenly I feel pity, as I wish I was that pretty, so I wouldn't feel so lonely. I look down on my lady's lovely curves, my prince's veil is no longer what I deserve. I'm nothing but a pile of stones with this foul and greasy bag of bones. Why is that that beauty makes me so sad? Why is that that beauty makes me so mad? We search for beauty instinctively, relentlessly, carelessly, justifying every breath we take to reach the highest wake, where beauty reaches its purest form, when the life is peaking and the body is burning like a bright blissful light ready to give back life. And then comes the glorious descent, no matter what is your consent. I remember my first heartbreak when I realized that my soul came in this shape. I couldn't change, I couldn't escape, I couldn't mutate despite wearing different cape. My heart longed to belong and I searched for a holy place with a man's tender embrace. Oh, hello, second heartbreak. I dreamt of an extra cosmic union, a feverish temperature's dance, where I would leave this sour confinement and hypocrite romance. If I sucked the last drop of someone else's heart, would I feel fuller? Would life be quicker? If I was prettier, would I feel more alive? Would I be worthier? I stand ashamed before the ashes of my passion, hiding away in blue velvet submission, behind the veil of my rose-hip lips, gently rubbing between my candid hips. I swallow the silver grail and graze my liberty from this bittersweet symphony. Ah, alas, the illusion doesn't last. As I leave the temple, an angel just passed. So many roses in my tears. My anger is red and my sorrow is bare. There is no truth in lust and there is no faith in trust. Only I, lovely pretty fool, left as a tool. I know that beauty is never enough, love is never enough, sex is never enough, youth is never enough. This is as far as it gets, and I just have to take the bets. And I'm ashamed to be so vain, and I'm ashamed to be humane. My soul is crushed and my spirit is sore for wearing too many masks in an endless war. In French, we call the daffodil Narcisse. Ironic, isn't it? Oh, little pretty daffodil, you tricked me, little squill. When all I had to do was lie next to you, and try to forget about myself. Now I must fall silent and simply listen. For my brothers, the wind and the trees and the birds, surely have more wisdom than my lovely bitter words.